You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win is 6-1. Diafa Sakho to score and West Ham to win in the market at 4-1. Fantastic start to the season, David, for West Ham. Backing them at short prices has been costly so far, though, while supporting the big prices has been lucrative.
Exactly. And are we expected to, the favourites to win this, and understandably given their away form, where the grounds they've won out this season, but are we expected to believe that a team like West Ham can win their first four away games? Are we prepared to back them out 11-8 to do that? I just can't see it happening. I know that Sunderland, I know well beat us, far from it. They're not anybody beat us. But I just got a sneaking feeling about this game, you know. Sunderland have got a decent record against the Hammers at the Stadium of Light in recent seasons as well. I think they've won 2, drawn 1 of the last 4. You know, as good a record against West Ham as probably anybody, really, although I haven't delved far enough into the statistics. I just think there's a little bit more to come from Sunderland, you know, and I don't think West Ham are going to play any better than they have been doing. I can't give you a cogent case for this one other than instinct, and I just think Sunderland will turn them over this weekend. I know that's not going to persuade any punter to put a shilling on them because of that, but I'll have to say true to my instincts.
I agree with Derek here. I fancy Sunderland to win this one.
Yeah,
they're 19-10 to win it. The 1-4 for the drop now, Sunderland, and Dick Advocaat is 5-4 to be first Premier League manager out. I've got a sneaking feeling as well. Yeah. I'm not sure why either, but I think they might beat West Ham 19-10.
Well, I've also got the same kind of feeling about the game. Because the reason I think I'm thinking that is because West Ham have gone to Arsenal, fantastic performance, gone to Liverpool and gone to Man City, brilliant performances, brilliant results. It would be human nature to go to Sunderland and take your eye off the ball slightly, not be at quite the same level. You imagine going to the Emirates, Anfield and then the Etihad and thinking, we're all over this, we're pumped, we're ready for this, we know what our jobs are. They will. I just think they will take the foot off the pedal enough against Sunderland that they won't be quite as keyed up for it.
Expectations are different as well in this match.
Yeah, exactly. But the difference between you two and me is that I can't back Sunderland. I mean, Derek says they've got some improvement in them. They've got an awful lot of improvement in them. And I always like to think about these games. I don't think you go from being desperate to winning. You go from desperate to batting down the hatches and making sure you get a point. And I think that, you know, the 12-5 is the biggest price of the three, and I see no reason to go against the draw here. My worry is that I've got the same worries of you against West Ham, but nowhere near the confidence in Sunderland that you two have. So, that draw at 12-5. Defoe's been an injury doubt, by the way. Probably will play here, but at his age with niggles, I'm not sure I'd be looking at him to get on the score sheet. So I think the draw's a nice price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.